All right. This is our first video podcast. If you guys haven't been with us before, this is the Unreliable Podcast. You can actually see us, which is crazy.
If you're on YouTube, you can't see us up here if you're on iTunes.
Yes. That's important. That's important to distinguish, just in case anybody is a little confused.
If they're listening to this and you don't see us,
it's completely all right. That's normal. I promise you, everything is okay. Anyways, this is podcast, what, number eight?
Number eight, yep.
Why did we decide to do a video for number eight?
I don't know.
We're not even in the double digits yet.
And it's taken us like 4 months to get this far, too.
Exactly.
I don't know, I just wanted to try something different.
Word.
YouTube videos are kind of hard to watch with no video.
That's a good point.
So.
Because this is going to be more entertaining, just us sitting here looking at an iMac.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yep.
Well, at least the viewers can watch what's actually happening.
That's a good point. Let's go ahead and introduce ourselves so that they can have a person, a body with a voice. So I'm Pedro, this is Josh, this is Xavier, and this is the first time he's ever showed up.
Just
so
a fan.
Welcome.
Welcome, yes.
Thank you
for coming out to our first video podcast. This is going to be great.
Well, as soon as I heard it was number eight, I was like, I have to jump in for the video podcast.
Gotta do it. And yeah, so what do you guys want to talk about? I mean, E3 just happened, this past week, and shit got announced.
Yeah, a lot of stuff got announced, and I feel like everybody's been beating the whole Xbox to death, but I'm excited for it. It's going to be awesome regardless. I mean, I have to get it because Forza and Dead Rising.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I'm sure if you haven't been living under a rock, you know that the Xbox One has a lot of restrictions to it that a lot of gamers don't like, and I kind of understand their voice. I mean, you have to be connected to the internet, you have to have connected to the Xbox One, and there's a possibility your games will not, you won't be able to play used games, and you're not going to be able to lend your games out to your friends, which, I mean, all kind of suck.
Well, they said that as long as somebody's on your friends list for over 30 days, you can lend it to them.
Right.
But only once.
You can lend the game once.
So, I don't know if that person can then lend it to someone else.
Yeah, how do they keep track of that?
I don't know.
Well, that's the always connected to the internet portion of it, because the system is going to have some kind of, like, every game is going to have, like, either a serial key or something where it's going to authenticate itself with Microsoft servers.
Yeah.
Just to double check and make sure you don't have two copies of the same game being played.
Yeah, regardless, I mean, it's gonna be good.
I agree. I mean, I'm all for Sony. Sony is doing excellent things. They won E3 with their basically bashing Microsoft. In that you don't need an internet connection with the PS4, you don't need the PlayStation Eye connected, and you can. They made fun of Microsoft with that little how to share a PS4 game,
yeah,
which is kind of hysterical.
That, I mean, that is only for first party games though.
Right, and that's another thing.
And they failed to mention that third party games will require some sort of online
DRM
pass.
There is a possibility that online pass or one thing or another will come back. So
you don't have to be online to play it though.
Right, and that's important.
Yeah.
But like Josh was saying, I'm all for the Xbox One because, I mean, really, I'm going to be using the system is to play the games, and Forza 5 looks amazing.
And
Dead Rising looks amazing.
We live in an area where having access to the internet every 24 hours is not a problem. I can see if you're in a really rural area or out of the country or travel a lot, that'd be a problem, but I mean, for the purposes
base.
I'm going to be using it for, yeah, I mean, it's going to be fine, so.
Ditto, yeah, I'm going to be playing this system, it's going to be awesome, I hope. Assuming Microsoft servers don't go down, or they don't get hacked.
Well, they're going up to 300,000
yeah,
Xbox Live servers now, compared to the 15,000 we're currently on.
Wow.
So, I don't think we'll have a problem with servers, fingers crossed.
I hope not.
One thing that I think really was interesting from the whole thing was the Kingdom Hearts coming to the Xbox.
Yes, Kingdom
and
Hearts and Final Fantasy.
So, Square is kind of turning on Sony a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because these new game, new video game systems are more like a computer, so they could easily make the game on computer, port it on Xbox One, on PS4, and, you know, they'll have all the major platforms covered. Unfortunately, Wii U, not going to happen.
So, how do you guys feel about the Wii U?
Yeah,
I mean they've got their Nintendo titles like Smash Brothers and Zelda.
I'm gonna be playing Smash Brothers like crazy. I love Smash Brothers, but I'm playing that on my 3DS.
Yeah. On the Wii U.
Without the backing from a publisher like EA, it's tough.
Yeah, they're talking about not making the sports games for that system. Activision's talking about not making the next Call of Duty on that system. So.
Yeah.
It's basically the same issue we had with the GameCube, and not really with the Wii, but we did have it with the Wii, because really the third-party support for the Wii were the shovelware, the little
mini games. Yeah, it wasn't really, games, it wasn't really games. Support. It was just, how cheap can we make a game for?
Exactly.
I mean, you could develop a game for a couple $1,000 and sell it for $20. And
yeah.
That's what the Wii was for, I guess. So, I mean, E3 overall was pretty exciting.
Definitely. I'm really concerned for the Wii U, though, because, I mean, at $350, you have the Wii U, and then
$50 more, you have PlayStation 4. Yeah.
Exactly. So, if Nintendo doesn't get their act together and, like, drop the price or do something, I don't think that system's going to last.
So, you guys are definitely getting Xbox Ones.
I've already got it pre-ordered. Day 1 edition.
What about the PlayStation 4? I mean, like, they're both pretty similar systems.
Right, yeah. Spec-wise, the systems are really similar. Though, I will give Microsoft props on the operating system on the Xbox One with the whole multitasking,
but they really did
voice commands.
I heard that when they were showing the video games for the Xbox One, they were showing it on Windows 7. Not even Windows 8.
Right, yes. That was
so you really didn't really see the Xbox One's capability.
Yeah, and I mean that's how they do it in the shows.
You exactly.
Know? They don't want the hardware to fail.
Because they don't want their hardware to fail.
Most of these games are just now finishing development too.
And I mean, they're still going to be polishing the games, and I'm sure Microsoft is doing the same thing with the system. They're constantly going to be polishing the
they probably finished manufacturing by mid October.
I would give them more time than that. I'd say they'd finish manufacturing in like August, September, because I mean you got to think they're shipping these things. I know they're going to be shipping these things in cargo ships from China, so you got to give it a couple of weeks to transport its way here. Anyways, so let's stop talking about the consoles. Let's talk about the games. What games are you guys excited about? What games came out of E3 and you were like, oh my god?
Halo. Trailer?
Really? Come on. Come on.
That's all I need is that Halo trailer.
just by watching.
Kingdom Hearts 3 for sure.
I mean, that's exciting news, but again, come on. It was just like a 30-second trailer.
But was it gameplay footage that they showed?
They showed like a spec of gameplay footage, wasn't like...
It didn't look too like polished. It looked like, because they did in that same old town that they're always in.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a demo. It was just like, hey, look, we're working on this game. Yay!
Also, how do you guys feel about Marvel and LucasArts being with Disney? How's that going to...
That would be interesting if they implement that in Kingdom Hearts.
Do you think they're going to implement that?
I don't think so.
Neither do I.
Maybe that is way awesome. Too many pieces. That'd be like having Star Wars characters.
But I mean, like, I want Iron awesome. Man with Sora and maybe Luke Skywalker in there. Or maybe Darth Vader with... That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. That's a lot of moving Vader parts summon? Because then you've got Square Enix working with Disney, working with
Marvel
and Lucas, and it's just... That's a lot to go on. I don't know how the licensing would even work for that.
Oh, that's true. Because I know that Spider-Man has Fox, or Fox has Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I thought Sony. Is it Sony that had Spider-Man?
Let's rewind.
I don't know. All right. Bad topic. Let's rewind a little bit.
Okay.
Games.
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising looks amazing.
Because, I mean, like, the... Smart glass application?
Yeah.
Pretty insane. Calling airstrikes with your tablet? Yeah. That's going to be amazing.
That was pretty cool. And I noticed that was a trend at this year's E3, because, I mean, it pretty much, like,
it's that all second the third screen party, experience.
Exactly. Everybody yep. was like, hey, look, Watch Dogs, you got the second screen.
That looks
hey,
awesome, look, too.
The Division, you got the second screen where somebody can come in a drone and somehow play with that. Destiny, they were talking about having, like, an app for iOS and Android mm-hmm. where you can, like, I guess, customize your character on the go.
And you can see, like, things that are happening on other planets even while you're not playing. So it'll say,
yeah.
this event happened on Jupiter, and then if you're at home, you could just turn your console on, jump in, and start playing. So
it's kind of ironic that Nintendo approached this second screen thing first, and nobody has really taken advantage of that on the Wii U. It's all
the problem with the Wii U is I think they focus too much on a proprietary second screen
I
and
completely
not
agree.
Outsourcing that to Android, iOS, and
I completely agree.
Even Windows tablet. Because I think they focus too much on the specs of the tablet itself, and the hardware lacks because of it.
Yep.
Because, I mean, you never really use that tablet for the Wii U for, like,
and I mean,
hardcore gaming.
You got to think how much more expensive that unit is, that system is,
because
of that
second
tablet.
I mean, yeah. you could get an Android tablet now for a couple $100s.
Yep.
If they sold a Wii U, just better quality hardware with no tablet for $250, I mean, they could still make more money that way.
Exactly. And they could have done the same thing that Sony and Microsoft are doing. It's just, like, outsourcing that second screen to the Android tablet. Anyways, I'm going to go back to Destiny, because that Destiny gameplay, that was pretty awesome. Like, before, I was like, we don't know anything about Destiny.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. But they showed that gameplay, and I was like, all right, I'm on board. This game is going to be tight. I like it.
Yeah.
Because they showed, I mean, it looks like it plays like a Halo, except, like, you have different classes, and you have a huge variety of weapons, and
it looked
apparently
like Borderlands style.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was all like Bungie's making a Borderlands game, and it was interesting to see, like, I guess each weapon has like a skill tree.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's going to be like the characters have their own skill tree, but then not only
you
that, but your
weapons
have their own skill tree.
And it looked like depending on which class you're playing as, the loot is different. Because one guy was playing as like a sniper class, and the other guy was playing as like a machine gun class.
Warlock, I think it was.
Yeah.
I think he was the Warlock, because he was using a lot of magic stuff,
too.
Yeah.
And it's cool, because, like, that's a little more personal experience. Like, with Borderlands, when you down a boss, it just explodes. It's a pinata of loot.
Guns,
and
yeah.
It's just like, well,
Do you prefer random loot, or do you prefer, or, like, random loot for each individual, or do you prefer going up to the loot and grabbing him, saying that this is your treasure, you know, like.
I prefer random loot for individual characters.
For individuals. So
because,
like,
that's how they do it in WoW now. When you get loot, it's gonna drop, like, loot for the character that needs it, or it's character specific. So
I just
with big bosses, at least.
I just like killing something and it would popping and bursting out with a gun. I'm just like, hello.
I like the different loot, because it would you would find the loot more rare, because since everybody had the chance to get it. I know, like, people would be assholes and try to take that loot, but I mean, like, it's part of the game and it's a game mechanic, and I mean, like, it
still kind
of
sucks. Just, like, if you see that gun and you're like, oh, I'm gonna get, and then somebody else grabs it.
Exactly.
Then I play,
like, if you're playing
again,
Borderlands with someone, some random person, they can take whatever they
exactly.
want.
That's true.
Like, if I'm playing with friends, I've got an app on my phone that rolls dice, so we roll, and whoever has the highest roll takes the loot.
Nice.
If it's a purple or a pink, then we have to roll on it every time, because I mean, you don't want to be that guy that's like, mine, just run up and take it, so.
Well, I mean, this is the interwebs, I'm sure they want to be that guy.
Yeah,
or gals.
Somebody out there is that guy. You have to be.
They will troll on you guys.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to Destiny. I mean, they showed vehicles, they showed random encounters. I can't wait. I mean,
other squads joining.
Yeah,
I was excited about that. I was like, oh, what? People, how do they get everybody in there just randomly?
Yeah. What's like in Defiance, whenever you're close to one of those world events, the game will let you know, and you can see it on the map. so you can go to that event and see everybody else running around. So I guess that's how it's going to work in Destiny, where it'll like pop a message that'll say this boss has been activated, and then put a marker on your map if you want to go there. So
sweet.
Yeah.
So what else?
Battlefield 4.
Battlefield 4.
Battlefield 4.
Yeah, it looks good.
That demo looked good.
But anyway,
more Battlefield.
Once skyscrapers were falling, you saw everything it covered in dust, and jump into the tanks and everything.
I mean,
you literally saw skyscrapers fall apart.
The particle effects and the ability to have that much stuff going on at once is pretty insane. And it's going to be cool to see what they can do with these new consoles.
Are you guys going
to
get at that for Xbox?
I don't know.
I prefer my shooters more sci-fi.
Mass Effect.
Yeah, Halo. Mass Effect, Halo.
Borderlands.
Exactly. Military shooters, I have to say Call of Duty is probably my preference.
I like
Battlefield because I've been playing Call of Duty for years.
Are you going to get Ghost? They're like, I already got reserved.
No, I don't.
He's got a dog in it.
I don't have
a pre-order
yet.
It.
Only thing I've got pre-ordered now is Forza and Dead Rising. And Destiny.
And Xbox One.
And Xbox One, yeah. There's some, there's some cool, like the Vita. Honestly, I've got one. I haven't used it in a while. I've been waiting for Tearaway. Tearaway is...
What's Tearaway?
It's made by the people that made Little Big Planet. It's like a... You play as like a little... paper man, and you run around this paper world. Looks really cool, so.
Looks interesting.
Yeah.
I was really excited. Going back into your Battlefield thing, Battlefield's using the Frostbite 3 engine.
Yes.
And they just announced that they're going to use that engine for two rather exciting titles that I didn't see coming. First one being Battlefront.
Yep.
They're making Star Wars Battlefront, and that's being made by DICE. And DICE is also working on Mirror's Edge 2, or the Mirror Edge reboot, and that's pretty exciting. So I think EA knocked it out of the park in their little conference showing off these games out of left fields.
They definitely had the most surprising lineup, because everybody expected like Battlefield, and just having the new Star Wars and Mirror's Edge come out too, that's awesome for them to do that.
And they also announced the Dragon Age Inquisitor, what is it?
Mm-hmm. Inquisition.
There you go. That looks cool too.
Konami showed some Metal Gear.
Yeah, that looks cool. That's coming out to Xbox One.
Yeah,
Metal Gear.
And it's going to be the first like open world Metal Gear.
Oh.
Yeah.
So no cutscenes?
I highly doubt that. It's going to have some huge cutscenes.
Definitely cutscenes.
But they showed some cool stuff with that, like the stealth, like the motion stealth. Like you're on a horse and
stealth mode.
Yeah, you see him like go by somebody else, and he just slides over to the side of the horse, and the horse keeps running.
Wait, who's the main character?
Snake. I don't
Boss
know which
Snake?
One.
Who?
I don't know.
Who does? Right.
They said Kiefer Sutherland is the
new voice for Solid Snake. Yeah. Or whichever snake it is.
Whichever snake it is. I don't know which one it is.
It also has the same voice, anyways.
Ubisoft had an interesting conference because they showed Tom Clancy's The Division.
The Division, yep.
That game looks phenomenal. That's another online shooter, third person.
That one's like a persistent world, right? Like Destiny or...
Yeah,
where multiple people can be on it one time.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know too much about the game, but apparently some outbreak goes... and affects the world, and you have to be careful about that, and you have to worry about having water and, I guess, food. But it looked pretty cool, because they were, you could apparently change your skills on the fly, change your weapons on the fly, and I don't know, it just, it looked like it was playing really cool.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of that gameplay demo, they were they shot off the flare, and that initiated PvP, which I thought was pretty cool, because they were like, all right, we finished this, we got the loot, let's do some PvP, and they shoot some flares, and then they're like, oh, here's the group. And
another squad comes in. Yeah. That is pretty cool. And, they've got some cool stuff, their new IP, Watch Dogs, is looking really good.
Watch Dogs looks phenomenal,
and
definitely.
The second screen experience we were talking about earlier, they've got, a separate game that you can download for Android or iOS that will... allow you to either help or hinder a player that's playing online. So you can make it more difficult for them to hack things.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's going to be pretty crazy how that works.
There's going to be that one guy who's always going to be like,
yeah,
this guy's not going to have this. I'll be like, why can't I tell that?
Oh, and then Assassin's Creed's looking really good.
For the Black Fang, right?
Black Flag.
The seventh Assassin's Creed? The sixth Assassin's
Brotherhood.
Creed? I've lost count.
Yeah, there's a lot of them now.
And then it was just,
they're not going to stop. They're going to keep making them.
Yeah.
That was a title that sold like crazy, so they're like, gotta keep going. We're EA. This is what we do. No, it's Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. That's it for games. I don't really know of any.
It's the DayZ. They showed the standalone.
The standalone
instead
version?
Instead of the Arma 2 mod.
Yeah.
They showed the standalone. So
I think
people for the PC are like going crazy over the DayZ.
And I think the creator said that he wants to work that into the PlayStation 4.
I mean, like, that'd be very exciting to have that on the Xbox One or the PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Minecraft, Xbox One edition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Xbox One edition
they
Minecraft.
That?
Yeah.
Does it look like Minecraft? Right
yeah.
It looks like Minecraft Xbox 360 edition. But it has bigger worlds.
Bigger worlds, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever that means. Yeah.
Can I have, like, 64 players with me, too?
That would be amazing if you could do, like, huge online
multiplayer.
Castle
Crashers Minecraft.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. What else?
I haven't really been playing any other, or seen any other games that I can think of that I'm really interested in.
Quam, really? That's it?
Oh, Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
The new Walking Dead,
the 400 days,
something. Yeah.
400 nights. That looks cool. And that one's coming out for the Vita.
It's coming out for Vita, and I guess it's an expansion for Season 1 on the Xbox and the PS3.
That should be interesting.
I'm sure it'll be on iOS and Steam.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It'll
be on everything.
There's just so much. It's hard to, like... Like, those 3 days, they cram in every bit of video game news they can, so...
This is true.
And they've got multiple things going on at once, too, so it's hard to keep up sometimes.
Yeah, but damn, I feel like we haven't been talking for that long.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we can talk about, like, other stuff. It doesn't have to be all video games.
Yep.
I've been playing Animal Crossing for the 3DS.
Get out of here.
Super exciting.
Get out of here.
I have, that's all I've been playing, really, lately. I had an itch to play some more,
Dead Rising 2?
Yeah, I picked up Off the Record, I think it was. The one that has Frank West in it. Dead Rising 2 with Frank West in it. So.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it looks cool. I haven't had a chance to play that yet. It's just been sitting right over there, so.
Got excited for Dead Rising 3.
Yeah,
is it
going to
be Frank West in number 3?
No, but if you buy the day one edition of Dead Rising 3, you get Frank West and you get... Chuck Green. Stuff with it. I don't know what it is, but
you get the camera.
I don't know.
For Frank West.
That I mean.
And you get the motorbike from.
Yeah, that'd be, I mean that'd be cool if they gave you a bike or something to.
I really
to use
like
in the
first Dead Rising because you take those pictures and you get the points.
Did yeah,
that
and that's what
one?
They do. No, but in the in the one that has Frank West in Dead Rising 2, they give you the camera
back.
So.
I was so excited.
Dead Rising 3 not gonna have a camera.
That's too bad, yeah.
Yeah. But new customization on the fly.
Yeah.
I was going to bring you one, but I wasn't sure if you wanted another one. I should have asked. My apologies. Cool beans.
What have you been playing lately?
I've been doing a lot of Fire Emblem on my 3DS. I know that's been out for a while, but man, that game is like crack. Because I just finished Luigi's Mansion, and that game was surprisingly pretty awesome.
A lot of handheld gaming.
Yeah. Yeah, my 4360. I like packed it up to go to a friend's house and play some... I was going to play something, but I never unpacked it.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. I want to play some Last of Us. That game looks good.
Yeah, unfortunately, I...
Get the dust off my PS3.
Yeah, I've already gotten rid of my PlayStation 3, so now I've got to find another way to play that one.
So. I will say that. Sony has been rather well at continually support... The PS3, even after announcing the PS4, because they still have Gran Turismo 6, they still have Beyond Two Soul coming out for that system.
Yeah.
You look at the Xbox, and it's like, what first party titles are coming out for that?
Fable.
Yeah, the HD remake
of Fable.
Of the original Fable. Yay.
What other first party titles they have coming out?
They did announce that they're
They've got stuff like Titanfall's coming out on.
Yeah, Titanfall is coming out on both Xbox One, PC, and Xbox 360.
Yeah.
That's technically not a first party game.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's always interesting to think about. We're buying into this next generation system. What's going to happen after this generation?
Yeah,
I don't know. Or after that generation?
I don't know. We'll see. What have you been playing, Xavier?
I've been playing League of Legends.
Alright.
You guys play League of Legends?
I've played it before. I just get destroyed online. So yeah. Whenever I play, I just play against a computer.
I destroy online. Yeah. I'm level 29.
That's insane.
About to be level 30.
Isn't 30 the max?
30 is the max.
That's ridiculous.
I'm almost there.
Kid doesn't joke around.
So what else have you guys been up to besides like just games and stuff? Like,
you know, try to have a life, but that isn't working out too well.
Yeah.
Work. School. Apple had their iOS 7.
Yeah, I saw that.
They had their press conference.
I'm excited for that new update. Because I'm kind of getting tired of the way my phone looks. I've had that same UI for, I don't know how many years. It's been a long time. So, I'm excited to see something new and different.
Yeah, it looks cool.
That new Mac looks like a garbage can.
It really does.
Yeah, little tiny black garbage can.
I have not seen one.
That's the Mac Pro, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's like a little cylinder. It's just really weird looking, so.
It's dumb. Sorry, all you Apple fanboys, but yeah.
I like Apple enough, but I'm fine with my PC desktop.
I only like Apple for their innovations.
Yeah, they've done a lot of stuff.
Would you call this an innovation, their trash can MacBook Pro?
It's not going to be, but give it a couple years, you're going to see Windows.
You're going to start seeing cylindrical computers. Yeah.
Everything computer Apple started, you know, the whole UI, the whole graphics interface, that was all Apple. The whole noise when the computer first turns on.
Yeah.
How crazy would you go if you didn't hear that? If you didn't hear your noise whenever your computer turned on?
That would be crazy. That would be a blessing.
That would be a blessing. You'd be like, when that noise turns on, you're like, my computer's working. I know that for sure. I can go get a beer, and I can do whatever I want for like 5 minutes.
I know my computer's working because the fan turns on.
Well, that doesn't always happen.
It's a separate noise.
Because it won't go
to Windows.
If I could
shut that up, too, that would be perfect. Damn, I feel so bad. What else happened at E3? Like, literally, this just happened.
Let's see.
Did Blizzard show anything? No. Starcraft's coming out for the Xbox.
Blizzard's got BlizzCon going on this year.
That's true. Oh, yeah, they wait until BlizzCon.
I know they said they're kind of resetting their whole Titan project. So,
yeah,
still no idea what that is, and it's probably going to take twice as long to finish now because they're restarting. But yeah, like you said, Diablo 3 is coming for the Xbox 360.
I love it.
It's going to have couch co-op, which is nice. A lot of games don't have that now.
Yeah, unfortunately not. I wonder if that's a trend that's going to continue on towards the next generation.
Hope so. Especially if you can't share games, like, you know, whatever.
Wait, so you're saying you want to see more games with couch co-op?
Yes.
Ditto. Agreed.
Because I can name probably two racing games that have split screen.
Forza? Need for Speed?
Need for Speed doesn't. No. Blur.
Blur? Blur? Gran Turismo doesn't?
Gran Turismo does.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, any Need for Speed, Midnight
Club.
Three
racing games.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't support split screen anymore. They want you to play online with other people. And, I mean, with the graphical power of these systems,
you would hope so.
There's no reason.
Not to?
If they look like 360 games, but I can do four-player split screen on it,
that's fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm not going to have four controllers, so that's
that's
a cost in itself.
Controllers are going up in price. Games are luckily staying
same
price, but controllers are the cost of a game.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's...
Did Steam announce anything at E3?
Mm-mm.
No, nothing from Steam?
Valve.
Do you think Valve
didn't show anything.
Do you think Valve is going to
come out with their console?
I have a
Valve console. Dead Rising,
Left 4 Dead, Half-Life 3, Portal 3, Team Fortress 3.
Yeah. Come on, Valve.
They're just waiting. He's just like,
Gabe Newell, I know you have oogles of money.
I'm sure they're just waiting for the right time. They'll probably release their Steam box and then have timed releases for these exclusives for their console. So
I'll buy it on PC.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else happened to E3, really.
I guess we can talk about some more stuff about the consoles.
We can talk about Wii more, because we barely talked about, well, Nintendo. Okay, that's a good point.
So, we mentioned Super Mario for the 3DS and the Wii U.
Smash Brothers.
Yep, I'm sorry, Smash Brothers. Already Zelda. Wasted. I had 2 beers. What?
They showed Zelda for the Wii 3DS and the 3DS. Wii U,
yeah. Wind Waker's the remake, and then they have...
they have 3D Super Mario's. Or 3D Mario, what is it?
Alright, now we're just Super naming Mario. Them. Let's at least talk about them.
So let's just talk about, okay. Well, the first one
I'm going to talk about Smash Brothers. With you guys. Because I am a Smash Brothers fiend. I love
Smash Brothers. Not a Super Smash Brothers fan. Smash Brothers. By the way, no couch co-op on it.
Fuck that. That'd be terrible.
I'm disappointed that there's not going to have like any kind of like major cross-play between the 3DS and the Wii U version.
Yeah.
Because I guess the stages are going to be different between the different ones. But they did have an exciting announcement in that Mega Man's going to join the Smash Brothers cast, which
and
is
also the Wii Fit. Awesome.
Yeah, the Wii Fit trainer.
I had a couple people ask me, it's like, cool. What is Kirby going to do with the Wii Fit? How's Kirby?
Kirby's going to be fit. That's what's going to happen. Kirby's going to get skinny. And he's going to be like, instead of a little puff ball, he's just going to be a stick. With like little pink arms. I don't know. Who knows?
And they have the Animal Crossing villager in there as well. Yeah. Hey, dude. Sure, he'll do awesome.
I'm sad that they took away Solid Snake, though. I mean, like, I wish
they didn't say they were going to take him away. They just haven't announced them.
I thought they just took him away. Well, they didn't announce me.
I'm sure it's hard for them to get third party.
Yeah.
They took away Pit, right? Pit.
No.
Pit's still there?
Yeah.
Pit.
From Kid Icarus?
Kid Icarus.
I don't know.
He was a really tough character to beat.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, he's a little bit overpowered, but you know. I think as long as they keep
two different versions of Link in there, I'll be happy.
That's a Kid Link?
Yeah. I want like Wind Waker Link and Ocarina Time Link.
What about Shadow Link?
No.
Star Fox is awesome.
And I'm excited for Mega Man. I'll be playing as Mega Man. For a good bit. Yeah. Alright, so Smash Brothers done. Coming out 2 different versions. They're going to be identical except for the stages. I guess the 3DS version is going to have 3DS game stages, and the Wii U version will have Wii U game stages.
Do you think they're going to have 3D, like you can walk around the stages like they do with, Dead or Alive, where they walk around, you can walk around in 3 dimensions instead of left and right for the 3DS?
No.
No, they're not going to do that?
Probably not. No. I can't imagine them doing
that. That game is, I mean, pretty much set as a 2D brawler. Side-scrolling.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll have some sort of, like they have, like, an adventure mode where you have different things you go through.
Yeah.
That adventure mode was really fun.
Yeah, it was pretty good on the Wii. Yeah.
Next game.
Zelda?
Which one?
Yeah. Wind Waker is basically just an HD remake of the GameCube version.
Yeah, so we went over that one.
But it looks amazing, and it's going to be awesome. They're going to have cool stuff for it, and I'm probably going to have to buy a Wii U for
it. I showed Pedro the orchestra for Legend of Zelda, the main theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you heard the orchestra? Zelda music is amazing.
It is crazy.
But let's focus on the games.
The 3DS version.
Music is a part of the games.
It's like a sequel to... Which one is it? This Super Nintendo?
A Link to the Past. Yes. And this is A Link Between Worlds, right?
Something like that, yeah. You can turn into a little like...
Portrait.
Yeah, like a chalk drawing on the wall, and you can slide around corners or slide out windows.
It's an interesting mechanic because it takes the perspective and from like the 2D top-down to a 3D environment.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's like a half 3D. It's like a... Like an angled, it's not really like third person.
Because you're on the wall, so technically it's still kind of...
It's really cool. It looks really good.
I'm buying it. I got that
pre-order. Yeah, I'm always down for more Zelda. Yes. What else did Nintendo go over?
Mario Kart 8.
Nobody expected Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart F-Zero, as it's being called.
It has F-Zero?
No, it doesn't have F-Zero, but it has, like, portions where it's, you know how F-Zero was all about, like, the floating cars?
Yeah, futuristic.
Yes.
Anti-gravity zones, whatever.
I love that.
Mario Kart has that now.
They need to redo Diddy Kong Racing, in my opinion.
I think you're crazy.
No.
Diddy Kong is awesome.
That had more, like,
It had planes, it had hover cars, right.
So does Mario Kart.
Yeah, no, but I need Diddy Kong. I need Diddy Kong characters.
What if they put Diddy Kong in Mario Kart?
I would totally get that.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
I love Diddy Kong Racing. It was cool because you had like a whole little open world you could drive around. They had secrets.
Mario Kart has secrets.
It's different.
It's another kart racing game. How many more do you need?
Yeah.
Rainbow Road? Did they announce Rainbow Road for Mario?
It's going to have Rainbow Road.
It has to.
Yeah. What other game?
For the Wii.
They announced a new Donkey Kong Country type game for the Wii.
Yeah.
It seems like
they announce the same games every year.
Nintendo has been playing it rather safe.
they didn't even technically have a
press conference
presence at E3. They did their own Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
Just during the week of E3.
Just a recording. It's like, hey, tune in our website and watch this pre-recorded stream.
Yeah.
That didn't even play half the time.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, so Microsoft is going to do the headsets for the online, and the PlayStation 4 is going to do the speaker on the controller, the mic on the controller, right?
Yeah.
That's how they're going to do it.
What?
Well, the controller has got a microphone port so now. That,
yeah.
Like the Xbox controller.
Yeah.
So there's not a microphone on the controller.
No, I don't think so. It's a port like the Xbox controller is now.
Do you have to buy your own headset? Or
it's probably a proprietary plug. You're not going to be able to plug in like iPhone headphones.
Do you mean like? Does it come with one? Is that what you're asking?
You know, like Xbox in the
box.
Xbox probably usually brings more. You know,
I could. I'll say that they both. I don't know, but they're probably both going to come with a headset.
Because you know, PlayStation 3 was just bring your own Bluetooth, bring your own headset.
Yeah, no.
It's like, We'll give you we'll sell you a camera that has a microphone that you can hear from anywhere.
So let's talk disappointments. How about we move into that topic? What were you disappointed about E3?
I don't know.
I'd say the lack of strategy games. I'm all about the strategy games. I love League of Legends. Civilizations, did they announce Civilizations?
There's a new expansion pack, but they didn't make a presence.
I'm not too excited about expansion packs for Civilizations.
But the expansion packs are awesome. Like, it's a completely different game.
Is it?
Yeah.
I want them to do, like, an HD remake of, like, Warcraft.
Warcraft?
Yeah.
Well, you have Starcraft.
Warcraft is different.
It is different. You're right. It's different.
I'm disappointed with software in general. Like, I feel like it was a huge focus on the hardware, even though they've already been announced. We didn't really get a specific lineup of launch titles. For the Xbox, I know we got, like, Forza Dead Rising, stuff like that. But for the PlayStation 4, I didn't really see if they specifically said Killzone will be out day one or Infamous will be out day one.
Infamous looks tight.
Yeah. And if these systems come out and they're like, you can buy Madden, I'm like, well, that's not really why I bought the system. So I just want to see.
I want
more software announcements. Yeah. Like, I want hard dates.
Yeah.
Like,
they don't have a hard date for the system yet.
Yeah, but they could just say it comes out the day the system comes out. That's all I need.
Okay, I got you.
He needs that little company and be like, exactly. Hey, reserve this game first.
Exactly. Because I know Destiny's not coming out today.
No, they said that's
Destiny's
2014.
Coming out. It's 2014. It's coming out for the 360, though, and PlayStation 3.
But it's going to come out the same time.
It's going to come out the same time.
Yeah. All systems, 2014.
No. Yeah.
I can't wait that long, guys.
Anything else?
A lack of Vita titles.
Yep.
I feel like I don't need a Vita anymore.
I know.
Everything my Vita can do, I can do on my iPad or my iPhone.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of cool first-party Sony stuff that's out now and that's coming out. But, I mean, they besides Tearaway, I don't know what I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to two Vita games, but that's because they're two 2D
Muramasa and
Dragon Crown.
Dragon Crown.
Those games look awesome for Vita. I'm excited for those. So, what are you disappointed in?
Usually Killzone. I've done every time I played Killzone.
You're
I'm
disappointed
like,
in Killzone.
He's disappointed in Killzone.
Every time I played Killzone, I was just like, I can't get into this game.
Yeah.
But like overall, E3.
Overall, E3.
Yeah. What disappointed you about E3?
I mean, like.
Are you mad that Kingdom Hearts doesn't have Marvel characters, Disney characters? It doesn't have a date? Well,
it doesn't have a date. They really didn't specify anything. I'm just waiting on Kingdom Hearts 3. The disappointment was strategy games. People are... They're just not doing that many strategy games, as I see.
Which really sucks, because, I mean, you would think with the success of Civilization...
Yeah.
And XCOM.
And XCOM.
Yeah.
Company of Heroes sells a ton.
Yes.
Well, that game got announced again, or
the second
still coming out.
Yeah.
That game's been coming out for like 3 years, though, so...
I think Command & Conquer has just, like, slowly died.
Oh, I don't even think they even make games.
No, they do. They have
do they really?
They have a free-to-play Command &
Red Alert
Conquer.
3 was the last one that, like, actually came out, right?
Like, EA bought that studio, Westwood.
Oh, it was EA, isn't it? Yeah.
And they just destroyed it, unfortunately.
You know what I would
Which
really
kind of...
see? What
was that?
Another Knights of the Old Republic, not the online one.
Just regular Knights.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
regular Knights
awesome.
Of the Republic.
Yeah.
Number 3 or something. Just
and I mean, EA could do it. They got BioWare.
And they have the rights to Star Wars games,
yep.
so yeah, they could totally do it.
Yeah, they're doing Battlefront.
Yeah. The, I as far as, like, strategy games go, I mean, the last one I really played that I enjoyed a lot was the Halo Wars.
Halo Wars?
So.
That was good.
I know that company is no longer around, but.
Ensemble.
Yeah.
Yeah, they moved on.
There was one thing that, for Halo Wars, it was just... The matches only lasted about 15 minutes, 20 minutes at most. And
yeah, but you can get in a game of Sid Meier's that lasts for 3 fucking hours. 3
days, too. You know, you're like, gotta come back
exactly.
to that.
That's his point.
Do you want like, that? That's his point.
Well, yeah, I play Sid Meier. Sid Meier's for me, a campaign lasts about 3 days. I'm just like, I'll come back to it tomorrow. You can't do that online, but, you know, I don't play Sid Meier's online.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm disappointed with the...
In StarCraft, you just jump in StarCraft and go with that strategy game.
StarCraft's pretty awesome. I like StarCraft.
Have you played online?
I have not. I refuse to.
No.
Can it get owned by some Korean? No offense to any other nationality that does good at StarCraft. Yeah, I'm pretty much disappointed in the same thing, but just not overall in a specific genre. I'm disappointed in the lack of, like, surprises and the lack of new IP.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was all sequels. It was like... I mean, Watch Dogs is a new IP, but, you know, we have Assassin's Creed 4, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghost. I mean,
there's some cool new IPs out there, like Rise.
Destiny,
Watch Dogs.
What about Rise?
D4.
I don't know about Rise.
It looks like... Honestly, I hate God of War, and that game looks like all the worst parts of God of War, just dressed up really fancy looking.
I mean, the game looks good, but I hate to say, I was honestly more excited about Rise when it was like a Kinect title, and they were like, yeah, you get to use one arm as a shield, and your other arm
as a
sword, and now it's just like another third-person hack and slash,
yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm really disappointed about the lack of surprises. Nothing really jumped out. I mean, Star Wars Battlefront and Mirror's Edge 2, that's great, that's awesome. But other than that, it was a pretty tame E3. I mean, the Destiny gameplay looked amazing, but honestly, if I wasn't amazed by Destiny at this year's E3, I would have written that game off.
Hardware-heavy just because it's new hardware.
Yeah, I guess that's to be expected, though.
Even though they announced it early.
Anything you guys wanted out of E3 that you didn't get to see from E3? Any games that you really wanted to see this year but you didn't really get to see?
Not that I can think of. I mean, nothing that we haven't already really covered. I don't know. No? I don't. You know that saying, you don't know what you want until
they give it to you.
Yeah, until you have it. Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they could have showed me something that I really want. But.
What about you, Pedro?
I got nothing. I mean, honestly, I really wanted more Vita games. Like, perfectly honest, I wanted more Vita games. That system has been out for more than a year now, and like the list of games for that system that's coming out, it's like 8 titles.
And it's like weird stuff. I mean, I know they're having a new Batman game coming out for it, but I mean, once we get to the point where like the Lego Legends of Chima game coming out for it, we're starting the downhill spiral on the hardcore gamer games for that console. So.
Agreed. Hopefully, though, with the PlayStation 4 release, I mean, Sony announced that nearly every single PlayStation 4 game will have some kind of
Vita,
what is it?
Functionality.
Yeah, remote play functionality with the Vita. That's cool. That may get more people to buy a Vita, and therefore get more developers, more reasons to develop for the Vita.
The problem I see with that, though, is you're going to run into the same problem where it's like, they may focus too much on that aspect, and the base game is going to suffer for it.
How so?
Like, what if you don't have a Vita, and the game's like, well, turn on your Vita now to access a hidden part of the game, and you're like, well, I guess I better go out and buy that $250 controller this game wants me to buy.
The remote play aspect for the Vita, though, doesn't have to do with, like, unlocking new content. It's just, like, you play the game on your Vita.
On your Vita, yeah.
And it's streaming off your PlayStation 4, but you're just playing it on the Vita. So, like, you start the game on the couch, and
you're
like, crap,
I
have diarrhea.
I'll believe it when I
see it. I need to go use the bathroom. I'll take my Vita out to the bathroom.
This is not the first time Sony has promised that.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, all these companies make these ridiculous promises.
They promised that, like, 5 years ago when the... I mean,
with the PSP and PS3.
Yeah. I mean, the PSP has been out for like 8 years now, and it never really had that functionality.
Well, they did it with Lair, though.
Whoa. Wow.
So, they said they could, and they proved it.
They did one title, and that title happened to be not very good at all.
No, yeah. That was a terrible game.
It was made worse only by playing it on the PSP.
Yeah, agreed. I didn't say they did it right. I just said they did it.
They did it. Okay, I'll agree with you there. They did it.
Oh, one game we didn't talk about for the Wii. Sonic. It's an exclusive now for
Wii. God, Sonic.
Really?
Sonic. Yeah, it's an exclusive.
Yeah, it's coming out only on Wii? Nintendo platforms.
Only
they have a 3DS version.
And they have a 3DS version too?
Yeah.
So it looks like Sonic is going to be Wii.
For all you five Nintendo. Sonic fans that are still alive.
Don't say that you're like...
I just there's, created a
way you know there's a Sonic mascot out there that
it's
people
like
adore.
It's like, I mean, years ago Sega made consoles and now they're focusing on just games.
Oh man.
And now they're teaming up with the one company that is losing this generation and the previous generation.
I literally wouldn't be surprised if, like, not this generation, but the next generation, so in like 10 to 15 years, Nintendo's going to be on the same boat as Sega.
Because I mean, handheld.
Okay.
They kill the handheld market.
That's fine. That's
but
a good
if they
point.
Just if they just published games for other consoles,
that would be amazing,
dude. It would be over.
I would love to play Mario on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Or the it would work probably, so much.
And they can't
advantage.
They can't make that much money on their hardware.
No.
On their DS, you'd be surprised.
On
the
DS,
yeah,
yeah,
on
sure.
The DS. Yeah.
But if,
I guess that's
I mean,
what's keeping the Wii U section alive. Is the fact that the 3DS
and
sells so much.
You can't Pokemon. The old
yeah,
Pokemon
is a system seller. We're, yeah.
Well, if they made a 3D Pokemon game for the Wii U, oh dude, it'd be over. I would buy a Wii U tomorrow.
I wouldn't be surprised if it came down to that.
It'd be amazing.
It's Pokemon Fire Red or like Pokemon.
Oh
Yacht.
My god!
Like,
if they remade the original Red and Blue. Like,
that would be pretty awesome, dude. I'm getting stoked about this. You guys need to stop, because
like,
I am looking forward to this game now.
It'd be
like,
so cool.
3D.
Tablet and everything. Yeah.
You go out, you throw the Pokeball.
Yeah.
You use motion control. Oh, go.
Why don't they do that? Make you so much money doing that.
I would literally buy a Wii U.
You know people would go crazy off for that.
They could have some kind of cross functionality with the 3DS. I'm gonna stop talking about this.
Yeah,
I'm just hyping myself. Literally. I am literally getting my hopes up.
Play online with other Pokemon.
Stop it. Let's change topics.
Man, I don't know. Like, I mean, I...
Oh, any games coming out this month, or...
Was it...
No. No game.
Last of Us was the last big title before...
I get it.
We get into the big holiday season.
That was a pun.
Last big title. Yeah. And next thing we have coming up is like Deadpool comes out next week.
Deadpool?
Yeah, exactly.
The game? Is this called Deadpool?
Yeah.
Is it gonna sell well, guys?
Probably not.
It sucks too because the studio that makes that's making that game, High Moon Studios, I think. They're the ones that made the Transformers game, and they've been pretty decent.
Transformers game.
Fall of Cybertron, War for Cybertron.
I thought Disney got rid of the Marvel and the LucasArts studios, right? They're just like
they absorbed them.
They absorbed them. Yeah.
They don't own Transformers. That's Hasbro. Cool.
Yeah, but he's talking about.
They're
Deadpool.
Still make. Well, they made the Deadpool game,
right? Yes.
Which is the Marvel.
Yeah, I don't know who owns the rights to that.
Who owns Deadpool?
Disney owns the rights to Deadpool. Okay. Activision got the rights to make the game on Deadpool.
Okay.
So it's confusing. That's a lot of legal stuff. I don't even know.
That's a lot of legal stuff for Marvel.
And all you lawyers out there, send us an email if I'm wrong.
Oh, speaking of all that, so we never receive emails or Facebook.
Jeez, I wonder why. Our two viewers can't be bothered to send us an email.
So basically, we have pretty much every social networking thing there is. We have...
Plus.
We have Facebook. No Tumblr. So if you go to facebook.com/unreliablestudio, we're on Twitter @reliablestudio. We're on Google
Plus.
Don't
let that confuse you, because we're not any more reliable on Twitter than anywhere else.
If anything, we're less reliable on Twitter.
Way less reliable.
As you can see, we have a YouTube page. Pedro and I each have separate YouTube pages as well.
Don't even bother with mine. I'm just going to flat out and say
Pedro has two videos on his YouTube page.
I don't use that. I do everything here.
We have an email address. You can email us at unreliablestudio@gmail.com. I would say probably Facebook is probably the best way to interact with us. You can find Pedro and I on that page.
We literally befriend you if you reach out to us, because holy shit.
Yeah, we've got a whopping 25 likes on Facebook. So,
what?
if you're on Facebook and you want to just see what we're doing as far as our YouTube channel goes... because we do Let's Plays and all that stuff. And, definitely check us out on Facebook. Share us with your friends, things like that. Just because we would like to grow and we'd like to know more of what we can do from you.
Yeah, in all seriousness, if we start getting feedback, if we start getting likes, if we start getting comments, it gives us reasons...
to do stuff like make a website.
Exactly.
And,
to keep us getting... have us engage more, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Sorry.
And if you want us to read questions,
by all means, send us questions.
If you want your music as an intro to the podcast, I'm sure we could work something like that out.
For sure.
Keep
it nice and safe though.
What do you mean?
What do you mean safe? How can music be destructive?
There's multiple ways for music
it's
to be
less
destructive.
It's not any more destructive than anything you've said.
All I'm saying is, I don't want to get any country music.
Country music? What's wrong with country music?
I'm just messing. sorry to derail the train. But continue.
Just anything at all you guys want to see on our YouTube page or on
anything
the
crazy
podcast.
Like, we want to see you guys wear costumes in the next podcast, video podcast. Anything
we might
crazy.
Be able to do that.
Just go off the handle with your statements.
We'll try to get more guests in.
We'll talk about movies, whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's a good
If you've got suggestions, anything at all, we'll gladly hear it.
Most definitely.
There's a dog. We'll bring a dog.
Got a dog, yeah.
We'll ride a bicycle. Jesus, what, are we going to sell ourselves out now?
Yes, that's the whole point.
We gotta
of
please
it,
the
yeah.
people.
Please all five of you guys.
Oh, it has increased. I see. It works.
That's what happens when we sell ourselves out. We get
three more fries.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Witch and Corona Light.
Drink responsibly.
That'd be amazing. I will eat a Witch sandwich on the air.
I will gladly drink more Coronas. By all means.
Tastes much better if it's free.
All right, well, I guess we're going to call it.
Yeah, that's a show. Hope you guys enjoyed. If you do, definitely subscribe to the YouTube page and definitely like us on Facebook.
Let us know. I got nothing else.
All right.
Thanks for watching/listening.
And hopefully we will be back in less time than it took us to do this one again.
Probably not.
Yeah, maybe a week or two. So we'll see you guys later.
Peace!
Love you.